This is a podcast from ABC Overnights. Here's Michael Pavlich.
Professor Gordon Lynch, Director of the Centre for Muscle Research, Department of Physiology at the University of Melbourne. G'day, Gordon.
G'day, Pav. Good to be with you.
You too. It's a long title, yours, mate. You could knock off a few words in there.
Maybe we should, yeah.
For the sake of the health and fitness of my own brain. Hey, now, cramps, this is something that I used to get a bit of when I played footy.
Okay.
Cramps.
Yeah.
And they're very debilitating. They hurt like hell too, don't they?
They do. And this is a popular topic, and it was suggested by one of our listeners a couple of weeks ago. So I'm sort of trying to get through our listener questions. And, in terms of cramps, the things I wanted to cover was, what they are, what causes them. And then what happens if you get one? What can you do straight away to try and relieve the cramp? But I think ideally how we can prevent them in the future. So I think your experience, when you're sort of playing sport, whatever, that's a common one. They're very strong, they're painful, and they're, the contraction or the tightening of the muscle comes on very suddenly, and it can last from, just a few seconds, or it can last several minutes. And, some people have them with exercise, but some people get them at night as well. We call them nocturnal or nighttime leg cramps. And that's a sudden tightening. Usually it's in the calf muscle. Mm. Sometimes it's in the foot or the thigh, but they can occur just as you're falling asleep or when you're waking up. So there's a couple of times when, scenarios when they could be happening, and it tends to happen in older people. So certainly about half of people over the age of 60 will have these nighttime calf sort of cramps at some stage.
I get them sometimes in the arch of my foot when I'm lying there.
Yep.
So I get them in there too, but I've found when I was playing footy and also when lying in bed, if I get in a cramp, I found the best way for me to deal with it is just concentrate on my breathing. Get a lot of air into my lungs and slow breathing, and it seems to relieve it. I'm not sure if it's medically what's happening.
I think many people will have different views about how they handle cramps. So what causes these things? It was first suggested many years ago, people working in steamships and hot, mines, very hot and humid environments, that the cramps were caused by dehydration, that there was, we're losing electrolytes in our sweat, and that's causing some sort of interference here to the way muscles normally contract. But more recently, Pav, it's about disrupting the neural circuitry that causes the control of muscle length. So the mechanism that normally keeps a muscle relaxed is disrupted in some way. And so the muscle tries to keep shortening against your will. And so it can be very painful for that reason. So a couple of, I don't usually dismiss these. Some people say we're in one camp or the other, and that the electrical circuitry one is the favor. But I tend to think that there's a component here of dehydration as well. So when you're playing football, is it because you weren't rehydrating? We see all the players on sports teams making sure they're drinking plenty of sports drinks and so on, because those sports drinks contain the different electrolytes, it could be sodium, potassium, magnesium, etc., that typically mimic what the solutions that bathes our muscles. And so that's one factor they try and do. But if you get a cramp, there could be some things that you can do straight away. So if you're getting those cramps in the lower leg, just passively stretching that muscle often relieves the cramp, because it sends a signal to say, try and override what's causing that contraction. So gentle stretching can override those signals, but you don't want to do severe stretching or anything like that. So if passive stretching is not working, then I think, and you're getting these cramps constantly, it's really something you need to check with your GP or your specialist, because there certain relief approaches we could take may not apply to everyone. Some people try massaging the muscle. Some people suggest a warm shower or bath to relax the muscle. If heat doesn't work, then maybe cold does. So they apply a cold pack. Sometimes that can help some people. Medications may be helpful. So it's going to your GP and they may prescribe a relaxant for you. In the old days, it was quinine, which was suggested as a cramp.
Well, actually, I've got a text here to say tonic water is great to ward off cramping. So that'd be the same thing going on there, wouldn't it?
It is. So in some cases, yes, it's certainly not as much in favour these days, because tonic water or quinine is not really suitable for everybody. People with certain conditions may actually be susceptible to other things if you start taking high amounts of quinine. So quinine is sort of decreasing what we call the excitability. There's a junction between how nerves contact muscles, and so it disrupts that connection. But there are other muscle relaxants that may be safer for many others, and that's why when it's a medical type thing like that, you need to have your GP prescribe a medication that's suitable for you and what other conditions you may have. But the most important thing for getting the relief and also for prevention, I think, is drinking plenty of fluids. And it's, I think I'm favouring here sports drinks because they require or they contain what the muscle requires in terms of those electrolytes. Yeah. So, sodium, potassium, magnesium, calcium, all those other minerals and the things that the muscles usually bathe in, if we're keeping those at the right level, that may help prevent cramps in the future. So fitness is very important for this as well. So I think if we're overly fatigued, a muscle that's fatigued is prone to cramping as well. So there are different things that we can do with our overall fitness that may help reduce the how many cramps you have or the severity of the cramps. Many different things that we'd like to try. I'm sure that our listeners have their own remedies and so on, and I'm very keen to hear those. But remember, if the cramps are persisting, if things that we're trying and suggesting here don't work, then you need to have that checked by your GP. Yeah. It could be symptoms of another problem, Pav, and we need to make sure we're being sensible about that too.
All right. No one says, Jenny says, a good old brandy or two does the job. We don't know if we recommend that treatment there. Coconut water apparently is good. It's got lots of electrolytes in it. Someone's suggesting soda water as well. Coconut water is good for electrolytes.
Yeah. I hear a lot about that, Pavi. I hear a lot about different types of solutions, and I think the key word there is fluid. And I think if you're having something extra that you're not having, maybe you're deficient in the first place. So I think just getting the fluid levels up and seeing how that's going, just do a sort of a checklist and go through them. And you know, things that we're suggesting today could be work for you. It may not work for someone else. So we've just got to be, I think, sensible going through that list as well.
Helen's call from Hillsville. Hi, Helly.
Good morning, Pav and Gordon.
Good morning.
Hi. What did you want to say?
I used to get painful leg cramps, and a GP told me to put a quarter of a teaspoon of salt in water and drink that, and that seemed to work quite quickly. And then now I'm a little bit generous with putting salt on my food and that.
Have you ever thought about trying just the water without the salt in it, Ellie? Just drinking lots of water.
I do like the salt on the food. I've got good blood pressure.
I think that's the thing there is that the high salt intake we know can be linked to hypertension or high blood pressure. And we're being urged to reduce salt intake in our diet because we have so much salt in the foods that we don't even see. So I think avoiding the salt shaker may be one way to do that. But if you're preparing for these things and you've found that works, it suggests, I think, that, again, it's not just maybe the salt, it's the other minerals as well. So the combination that's in the right combination is found in these sports drinks, and they're formulated for that very reason. So hopefully that's something that you might have a try. Maybe avoid going to the salt shaker straight away. There are other ways and very easily accessible that you can try as well.
Gordon, this is from Jenny. I find cramps are caused by dehydration too. Taking a magnesium supplement before bed works for me. There's a few people have suggested that magnesium supplements may aid in the with cramps. Yeah. What's your thoughts?
It's a very interesting thing because the notion of magnesium being the magical fix has been around for a long time, and there've been a lot of studies done on magnesium, and you know some people will respond well, others don't. Yeah. The magnesium issue is again about decreasing this excitability, and if we get deep down into the muscle and the way in which the muscle contracts, there is a mechanism there where higher levels of magnesium actually prevent the release of calcium within the muscle. Calcium is essential for the muscle to start contracting, so if we have something that prevents that, that may be beneficial. Now, we need to think about that in general about diet and other things. Just relying on just one supplement alone, I don't think it's necessary the first thing on the checklist I'd try. I'd check making sure that all the other electrolytes are in check as well, and that's why I'm favouring something, a formulated sports drink, rather than just one thing in isolation. But there is evidence for some people to get benefit from that as well.
Look, I've got a few texts from people who say, I used to have debilitating night cramps. I started taking magnesium and it worked for me. And Pamela says the same thing. Yeah, I was experiencing stomach spasms and highly educated and inquisitive son worked out it was stress and low magnesium. So I started taking daily magnesium and it stopped. So there it is. There's a connection between
Very good.
Stress. Yep. Stan's called from Gympie. Hi, Stan.
Hi, Pav. Good.
G'day.
G'day, Stan.
What did you want to ask, Stan?
Well, I've got a friend that's got some complications from taking statins for cholesterol control, and I've been on a product, on a tablet called Cavstat for a number of years now, and he's got complications with his nerves, like beginning with cramps, and I'm just wondering what my vulnerability might be in that respect.
Yeah, so it's true, Stan, that some medications, statins may be one of them for some people, that they may cause cramps, but there are many other people that take, you know, it could be different types of anti-inflammatory steroid creams, diuretics that are, you know, so diuretics are often for cardiovascular conditions, and that could cause dehydration as well. And suddenly, if we're dehydrated, we tip into this scenario where we're more vulnerable to cramping. So I think going to and trying the fluid approach first, and I don't mean just about dehydration and so on, but I think just getting those levels appropriate. But then if the cramps happen, think about that electrical wiring scenario I talked about. That's the favored idea, that you can passively stretch the muscle to override the signals which are causing the muscle to start contracting. So some gentle stretching may be something I'd also suggest. That would be something that may relieve the cramps if they start. But this prevention approach is the key, I think, that we need to be thinking how we're not fatigued, we're not putting ourselves in that scenario. But the medications are one thing which can lead to a higher susceptibility for cramping as well. So you're right, you need to watch out for these things, but there are some things you can try if they do occur.
All right, I've got a few questions to ask you. Thank you, Stan. Much appreciated. A few questions to ask you here by text. I've got here, according to the wisdom of the gentleman at the Tour de France, we don't know exactly what causes cramps. We don't know how to fix them. The magnesium and lots of water seem to do something. That's from Chris in Hobart. We'll just take that as a comment. I've got here a question. Can Gordon please rate V8 low sodium vegetable juice as a hydration source, potassium source, dilation of blood vessels, also tomatoes, good sun protection as antioxidants?
There's some good, those juices which have, you know, high, you know, there's a lot of vegetables in there, yep, including beetroot. There'll be, and they say beetroot's been shown to be possibly opening up vessels so that there's better blood flow and so on. So there is some merit there. I actually think that's a very good topic for us to cover, Pav, in the future weeks, how these ingredients within these drinks may actually work. And one of them is about improving blood flow, and beetroot's the one been one of the ones that it's been suggested to be the cause of that. So I'll put that.
I've got another one here. I've got tart cherry juice. I've heard it's good for sleep, but not.
They're all these things are coming back. For some people, the tart juice may be another thing which is overriding a particular signal. The same thing about pickle juice. That's a very common thing you see sports people use. And that's about triggering a mechanism that, you know, when the juice hits the back of the throat, it sends a sort of a signal that says to the muscle to stop contracting. It's an inhibitory reflex. So the misfiring of the signals that cause the cramp, it can actually be shut off by having the pickle juice. That's the vinegar content that usually is associated with that as well. So many different things to try there, Pav.
Look, Trucky Robbo says, is it the muscle or the tendon that contracts?
No, it's the muscle. The muscle is the contractile tissue. The tendons are there to pull on. So the muscles will pull on the tendons that will then move the bones that are allowing us to move. So we've got tissues there, the contractile tissue pulling on the collagen network, which is the tendon. And so we've got, the mechanism of the cramp is occurring because of what's happening within the muscle. And it's maybe it's what we think is the electrical signal to the muscle, which needs to be overridden. So these this electrical hypothesis is the one that's favored. But I also think that there's the other thing about the electrolytes and so on. I don't dismiss that. And I think we need to make sure that we're adequately hydrated as a possible way to prevent them.
And this one from Rebecca says, Gordon didn't mention the cramps can also be terrible during pregnancy. Even when I get the rare one now, I have flashbacks to all those terrible pregnancy cramps in the middle of the night. I mean, it's not bad enough that you're pregnant. You've got to deal with cramps as well. Tough gig.
Yeah, Gordon. So during the later stages of pregnancy, it could be because of the decreased minerals. So during the later stages, there is a change in your mineral content. So those things about dehydration and so on, the same thing about a depletion of certain minerals can make you more susceptible. So, yes, that is another one for sure where cramps have been linked as well.
Kath from the Bros says, I've many knots in my right buttock, thigh, and multiple locations down my leg. Keeps me awake during the night. Cramping is high. Help, says Kath. Oh, yes. Kath, water, rehydration, and everything you've probably been hearing today will give you some assistance for that.
And the stretching, Pab. I think that just the gentle stretching as a prevention as well.